A neck-and-neck state house race in Chester County may have uncovered a gray area in Pennsylvania's election law, leaving 14 provisional ballots in murky territory. WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports that candidates for the 156th legislative district were in court today, arguing about whether these and other votes should count.
The ballots in question were all submitted by citizens registered to vote by Fieldworks, a national left-leaning group currently under investigation for voter fraud in Pennsylvania. Last week, the Chester County Board of Elections rejected ballots from 14 people the group registered. Not because they were fraudulent, they weren't, but because the registrations came to the county too late in the mail. Democratic candidate and Westchester Mayor Carolyn Comita says that's not right.
We believe that they were registered appropriately and they cast their provisional ballots and they should be counted.
Here's the issue. The registrations were postmarked on time, but sent to the Department of State, not to the County Board of Elections. A judge now has to decide whether the Department of State is allowed to officially receive them. A representative from that department, which oversees Pennsylvania's election process, testified it's been common practice for years, and many other state agencies are also allowed to receive registrations. In court, Judge Jacqueline Cody quipped, it's not as though they were sent to Wawa. But state law isn't absolutely clear on the matter, says 156th Republican incumbent Dan Truitt.
My last 6 years inside government, I find that that's not uncommon. Practices are set into place that are inconsistent with state law, but if no one ever challenges it, it never gets sorted out.
Truitt now trails by 18 votes in the race. He says once these ballots are hashed out and the results certified, he's going to call for a recount. As for Fieldwork's other registrations, more than 1,000 of them were deemed valid in Delaware County, and those voters' ballots counted. Judge Cody said not to expect a ruling on the Chester County ballots before Monday. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benshoff.